Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. Police in Ontario are noticing a significant change in what's happening to stolen cars. Most are still exported out of the country. But criminal syndicates are increasingly selling them within Ontario, exploiting a loophole in provincial registration systems. David Common has the story.
Speeds about, they're going about 120.
In Peel Region, undercover officers are discreetly following a suspect.
Oh, that's them right there.
The takedown nets a man they say reflects a growing trend in auto theft, re-vinning, where a vehicle's unique registration number is copied and used on a similar stolen vehicle. Ontario's vehicle database can't speak to similar systems in other provinces or U.S. states. That means criminals can harvest a VIN from a vehicle outside Ontario and use it here without a red flag. That needs to change, says Peel Deputy Chief Nick Milinovich.
That's why a national registry that moves itself beyond any sort of provincial jurisdiction is important in all capacities.
In a statement, Ontario's Ministry of the Attorney General said they'll address any weakness without specifying what they would do right now. David Common, CBC News, Mississauga.
Thousands of liquor store employees in Quebec are on strike.
If we don't do these strikes, when will there be an actual change?
Workers with the SAQ, the Provincial Crown Corporation, are demanding more full-time positions and wider access to benefits. The union representing them says roughly 70% of the alcohol monopoly's employees work part-time or on-call. The Liquor Board CEO says he is confident a deal will be reached. The two sides go back to the bargaining table next week. The federal conservative leader used some strong language yesterday when referring to the prime minister. Pierre Poilievre made the comments when he stopped to chat with anti-carbon tax protesters camped out on the highway between Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. Marina von Stackelberg reports.
Because everyone's been screwed over.
Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre speaking about Justin Trudeau in a video filmed yesterday by one of the protesters.
People believed his lies. Everything he said was bullshit, top to bottom.
The group displaying F. Trudeau flags has been camped alongside the Trans-Canada Highway since the carbon tax went up April 1st. Poilievre thanked them.
We were just going along the highway. I had heard about you guys on the news, and we saw you, so I told the team, let's pull over and say hello.
The prime minister responded.
He will do anything to win, anything to torque up negativity and fear. And it only emphasizes that he has nothing to say to actually solve the problems that he's busy amplifying.
Trudeau also blasted Poilievre for not condemning Alex Jones. The notorious American broadcaster and conspiracy theorist has publicly supported Poilievre. The Conservative Party says it does not follow Jones or listen to what he has to say. Marina von Stackelberg, CBC News, Ottawa.
The taps are back on for American military aid to Ukraine.
When our allies are stronger, we are stronger.
President Joe Biden has signed a foreign security bill that calls for a total of $61 billion worth of supplies, including air defense munitions. Kyiv says the material is desperately needed to fend off increasing Russian airstrikes. The package passed following months of stalemate in Congress, largely due to opposition from some hardline Republicans. The bill also includes $26 billion for Israel and $8 billion for the Indo-Pacific region, destined mostly for Taiwan. Biden says the first shipments of equipment to Ukraine will be dispatched within hours. The Canadian Football League has suspended Sean Lemon indefinitely for betting on league games, including one in which he played. The veteran defensive lineman retired 2 weeks ago after a 13-year career and three Grey Cup titles. The league says an investigation showed Lemon bet on games in 2021 while with the Calgary Stampeders. It's the second time in a week a professional athlete in Canada has been sanctioned for gambling. Jonte Porter of the Toronto Raptors was banned for life by the NBA after it learned he'd been betting on games. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.